several thousand dollars that we've given away, but what the heck, you know, we only live once. There you go, sweetie. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Dwayne Goldman.
Oh, where'd you get your glasses?
From Dr. Beals.
Oh, yeah. How long you had them?
Buddy, no, about half a year.
What if I took them away from you?
No.
Would you still see?
No.
Can't you?
Not really. A little bit.
Are you going to play football?
No.
Basketball? Wrestling?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Want a balloon? Here's a real good record for you, too. Isn't that mean? That's terrible. What's your name?
Daniel.
Daniel who?
Daniel Coppi.
Huh?
Daniel Coppi.
And Daniel, how old are you?
Six.
Six, and that's second grade?
I'm going in the first.
In the first grade, are you? That's a lot of fun, isn't it?
No.
Why, man, you learn how to write, you learn how to study, you learn how to add and subtract and sing. You learn all of these things so when you get to be old, you can be successful and lead a beautiful, good life. So you've got to go to school to learn.
I know, but, I hate studying.
Okay, I tried. I tried to help him. We've got about 6 minutes to go here, and then we have to take a break, so we've got time for another good selection. So ladies and gentlemen, direct from Anchorage, Alaska, here is Jason Gibley.
Gibler.
Jason Gibler with this outstanding selection. Everybody clap along, and he gets going.
You coax the blues right out of the horn, man. You charm the husk right off of the corn, man. You've got the banjo strumming and plunking out of tune.
Again, we're back at the Chippewa County Fair, broadcasting live from our KDMA broadcast booth. And boy, are there people here at the fair today. There's more here today even than yesterday when we had that little rain and everything. We have a couple of guys right here at our broadcast booth who are anxious to talk on the radio. What's your name?
David Mead.
And David, where are you from?
Mommy.
And your name?
Johnny Matheson.
You're from out of it?
Yep.
Who's your parents?
Wilbur and Dorothy.
And who's your parents?
Larry and Bonnie.
What are you guys doing at the fair today?
Oh, just walking around.
Been on any rides?
No.
Have you been on any rides?
No.
How come?
I like the games better.
You do? Have you played any games then?
Yeah.
Won any?
Yeah.
What'd you win?
Oh, a few stuff. Not really anything good.
How about you? You won anything?
Yeah.
What?
A whistle.
A whistle?
Yeah.
Well, what did you do to win that?
Oh, what was it? Shoot till you win, singer.
Oh.
Yeah, 25,000.
You guys going after the big bears they got in there then?
Yeah.
Ever won one?
You're just going, I thought I could get some of those good stuff, but they have all those little singers in front, so you usually hit them.
How long you been at the fair? All day?
Yeah.
Staying all night?
No.
How many days you been at the fair? This your first day?
Nope.
You've been here every day, I bet, right?
Yep.
You guys look forward to school next week?
Yeah, kind of.
Do you? What grade are you going to be in?
Fifth.
You going to be in fifth, too?
No, I'm going to be in seventh.
Uh-oh, seventh grade. You ready for that?
Yeah.
Well, you guys, thanks a lot for stopping in and talking to us here at our KDMA broadcast booth. Let's move over here. What's your name?
Carla Axelson.
Carla, you from Montevideo?
Yep.
And your name?
Mike Mead.
Mike, you from Montevideo, too?
Yeah.
What are you guys doing at the fair today?
Not much. Losing.
Losing? You've been trying those games those guys been at, too, huh?
Well, some of them, but I'm helping with the booth over across the way here. The living water booth.
Oh, I see. And you're the guys who are giving away that good water, huh?
Yeah.
Good deal. Well, you guys, have you been here all day then?
Well, most of the day. You know, we work in shifts. Because, you know, working all day at one place gets kind of long.
You have to work more than one shift during the day?
Well, it all depends on when you can get away. Sometimes you work one month, depends on work one shift.
I'm telling you what, why don't you tell our listeners where that booth is located at, where they can get that water?
All right. It's right across from the building here, where we're at. Let's see. What's in this building?
Underneath the grandstand.
Woo! It's underneath the grandstand, and it's right directly across. You got a big sign up that says free.